All right, let's dive into the world of French doors. You know, it's funny how something as seemingly simple as a door can be so much more than just a way to get in and out of a room.
It's true.
And you've clearly got a penchant for those elegant entries.
What is it about French doors that sparked your curiosity?
Honestly, I think it's that timeless elegance they bring to a space. But I have to admit, I'm a bit overwhelmed by all the choices out there. Luckily, we've got this French doors, a comprehensive guide to shed some light on the subject.
It is comprehensive, and it's a great starting point for us. What I find interesting is how the guide highlights that French doors are somehow both classic and trendy. Like, they transcend design fads.
Totally. And they even use the word iconic to describe them, talking about their vintage charm. Which makes me wonder, what sets them apart from a regular double door?
The guide does a great job explaining the key difference is those thinner frames you see on French doors. It's all about maximizing the glass and creating that light, airy feeling. Double doors tend to be heavier, more about the wood itself, while French doors are all about showcasing the glass.
So it's not just about having two doors, it's about the way those doors bring the outdoors in.
Exactly, and that actually connects back to their history. They mention French doors dating back centuries to those grand, sun-drenched chateaus. They were designed to bring a sense of openness and connection to nature into those large homes.
That's fascinating. It's like they're bringing a touch of that European elegance and appreciation for light into your home, even centuries later. No wonder they've remained so popular. Speaking of bringing the outdoors in, the guide spends a good amount of time on those hinged patio doors, which makes sense.
Right. It's the epitome of indoor-outdoor living. Imagine those doors swinging open onto a beautiful patio or garden, seamlessly blending your living spaces. And the guide points out they come in single or double door options, so you've got flexibility depending on the size of your opening.
Options are always good. But even beyond those classic hinged patio doors, the guide lists quite a few other types of French doors.
You're right, there's a surprising amount of variety. They cover interior French doors, exterior ones, and even variations like swinging and bifold styles. But like you, I think those classic hinged patio doors hold a certain allure.
Definitely. Although I'm also drawn to the idea of exterior French doors, especially after reading about how they combine traditional looks with modern energy efficiency.
I agree. That's a huge selling point these days. People want the charm and elegance of those classic French doors, but with the added benefit of modern technology to keep their energy bills in check. Speaking of which, this section on the exterior French doors buyer's guide is a goldmine of practical information.
It really is, and it jumps right into materials which can be overwhelming. It covers the standards wood, UPVC, which stands for unplasticized polyvinyl chloride, by the way, and aluminum. But what caught my eye was the mention of composite as a low-maintenance option.
Ah, composite materials. This is where understanding the nuances of each material becomes key. The guide explains that composite doors are made from a combination of materials like wood fibers and resin, making them incredibly durable and resistant to things like rot, warping, and fading. So, for someone like you who wants that classic wood look without the constant upkeep, composite is a fantastic option.
That makes so much sense. And with energy costs these days, I have to imagine energy efficiency is a major concern.
Absolutely. And that's where those modern French doors really shine. The guide emphasizes looking for things like good insulation ratings, which often involve features like double or even triple paned glass. They also highlight the importance of quality weather stripping, which helps seal those tiny gaps around the door to prevent drafts. And for the ultimate in energy efficiency, they even recommend looking for Energy Star certified models. These doors meet rigorous energy efficiency standards, meaning they can help you save money on your heating and cooling bills over time.
So you're telling me I can have my French doors and save money on my energy bills too. Sign me up.
Right. But it's about more than just the big picture. The guide also dives into the details, like hardware, which may seem small, but can make a big difference in the overall look and feel.
Oh, I'm all about those details. It's those little touches that really elevate a space.
I completely agree. And the guide emphasizes the importance of choosing durable finishes for your hardware, like brass, chrome, or satin nickel. These materials not only offer a touch of elegance, but also resist tarnishing and wear over time, which is important for something you interact with every day.
Absolutely. It's like they always say, it's all about the details. But going back to a more practical matter, the guide doesn't shy away from the topic of security, especially when it comes to exterior doors.
And rightly so. Security should be top of mind for anyone choosing exterior doors. What's great is that modern French doors often come equipped with enhanced security features.
Like what? What kind of features are we talking about?
Well, The guide mentions multi-point locking mechanisms, which means that instead of just one lock in the center, the door locks at multiple points along the frame, making it much more difficult to force open. They also talk about security hinges, which are designed to resist tampering and removal, and some even have built-in security pins that prevent the door from being removed even if the hinges are compromised.
Wow, that's impressive. I had no idea doors could be so well secure.
It's amazing how much thought goes into these seemingly simple things. And if you're concerned about safety, the guide even suggests considering toughened safety glass, which is much more resistant to breakage than standard glass. It provides an extra layer of protection against intruders.
That's reassuring to know. Now, I know we talked about energy efficiency earlier, but the guide also dives into insulation, which I think deserves its own moment in the spotlight.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants drafty doors, right?
Absolutely not. And luckily, modern French doors have come a long way in terms of insulation. The guide explains that double-glazed windows, which are essentially two panes of glass with a layer of insulating gas like argon between them, are standard in many models. This construction helps prevent heat transfer, keeping your home warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer.
Argon gas, that sounds pretty high-tech. Is that what they mean by all those fancy things in the guide?
Well, it's certainly one of them. Argon is a non-toxic, odorless gas that's actually a fantastic insulator because it's denser than air. So that layer of argon gas trapped between the glass panes acts as an invisible barrier against heat transfer, making your doors much more energy efficient.
Wow, who knew there was so much science behind a good French door? I'm learning so much. But speaking of questions, I love that the guide wraps up with a handy FAQ section.
It's the perfect way to address those lingering doubts or curiosities that might pop up. I find it's often those little practical questions that make all the difference when making a decision.
So true. Well, then let's tackle some of these FAQs. First up, just how much does installation usually cost? Because let's be real, budget is always a factor.
You're not wrong. And the guide gives the classic "it depends" answer, but for good reason. Installation costs can vary widely depending on several factors.
Like what? What are some of the things that can affect the cost?
Well, the guide points out that the type of French doors you choose plays a significant role. For example, UPVC doors, which are generally more budget-friendly to begin with, tend to be less expensive to install than, say, large custom-sized aluminum doors. The complexity of the installation itself also comes into play. If you're dealing with a tricky opening or need to make structural modifications, it will likely add to the overall cost. And of course, your location and the availability of qualified installers in your area can also impact the price.
That makes sense. So no easy answers there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll get lucky with the next question. Just how energy efficient are these doors really? Because while I believe you, the skeptic in me wants cold, hard facts.
I don't blame you for wanting to be sure, and I'm happy to report that the guide is very positive on this point. It emphasizes that with today's technology, we're talking high-performance glass, well-insulated frames, and those fancy gas fills we discussed. French doors can be incredibly energy efficient.
Music to my ears. Okay, last FAQ for this section. Can French doors open in or out? Because I feel like I've seen it both ways, but wasn't sure if one was more common than the other.
That's a great question, and it's something people often wonder about. The guide clarifies that, most commonly, French doors, especially those patio doors leading to a porch or garden, are designed to open outward.
That makes sense, especially if you've got furniture or limited space inside, but does that mean you can't have them open inward?
You're right to point that out, because the guide does mention that if space allows and you're dealing with an interior installation, you can certainly have them open inward. It really depends on your specific needs and the layout of your space.
Okay, good to know. Options are always good. So, we conquered those FAQs. What's next on our French door journey?
Next up, the guide takes a turn from the practical aspects and dives into aesthetics in a section called Enhancing Your Home.
That's where things get really fun. I'm all about creating a certain feeling in a space, and French doors just have that innate ability to elevate a room.
They really do. The guide talks about that seamless indoor-outdoor flow they create, almost like they're beckoning you to step outside. It's about blurring the lines between your living space and the natural world, and that can have a profound impact on how a room feels.
It's funny you should say that, because one of the things I was curious about was how French doors work with different home styles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have that classic elegance, but are they really that versatile?
That's a great question, and the guide actually addresses that directly. They emphasize the versatility of French doors, explaining how they can complement a wide range of design aesthetics.
Okay, I'm all ears. Give me some examples.
Mm-hmm.
How can you make French doors work in, say, a modern farmhouse-style home?
Well, imagine this. You have a modern farmhouse with those clean lines, a neutral color palette, and maybe some rustic accents. Pairing that with French doors painted in a deep charcoal or even a classic black creates a stunning contrast, adding a touch of drama and sophistication without feeling out of place. You could even amplify that modern farmhouse vibe by opting for French doors with sleek iron-style hardware for an extra touch of rustic elegance.
Okay, I'm already picturing it. See, I knew you'd have some good examples.
Yeah.
But what about someone going for a more minimalist modern look? Do French doors work in that context?
Absolutely. For a minimalist or modern space, you might choose French doors with slim, streamlined frames, maybe in a light wood finish or a sleek matte black. Pairing them with simple, understated hardware like brushed nickel or even black on black would maintain that clean, uncluttered aesthetic.
So it's all about choosing the right style and finish to complement the overall design. But what about color? I feel like I mostly see French doors in white or maybe a natural wood tone. Are there other options out there?
You're right. White and natural wood are definitely classic choices, but the guide points out that you can find French doors in a wide range of colors these days, allowing for even greater customization.
So if someone wanted to make a statement with their French doors, they could go bold.
Absolutely. Imagine a vibrant blue or a deep green. Those jewel tones can add a touch of unexpected personality, especially in a room with a neutral color palette. Or, for a more subtle approach, you could choose a muted shade that complements your existing decor. The possibilities are really endless.
This has given me so many ideas. I'm starting to see why those doors are considered so iconic. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the not-so-glamorous side of things. Maintenance. I know it's nobody's favorite topic, but it's something you have to consider, right?
You're right. It's not the most exciting part of choosing French doors, but it's crucial for ensuring their longevity and keeping them looking their best. And luckily, the guide provides some helpful tips to make maintenance more manageable.
Okay, good. So what kind of upkeep are we talking about? What do I need to be prepared for?
Well, they emphasize that regular cleaning is key, just like with any door. Wiping down the frames, cleaning the glass, and vacuuming the tracks if you have sliding doors will go a long way in preventing dirt and grime buildup.
That sounds pretty standard. Anything else?
They also suggest inspecting the weather stripping periodically, especially around exterior doors. Over time, weather stripping can become compressed or damaged, reducing its effectiveness and potentially leading to drafts.
Makes sense. How often are we supposed to be checking that?
They recommend checking it at least twice a year, once in the fall before it gets cold, and again in the spring. It's a quick and easy task that can prevent bigger problems down the road.
And I'm guessing if the weather stripping is looking worse for wear, it's a relatively easy fix.
Exactly. Replacing weather stripping is a simple DIY project that most homeowners can tackle themselves. It's a small investment that can make a big difference in your energy bills and overall comfort.
Good to know. So cleaning, weather stripping. What else is on the maintenance checklist?
For wood French doors, they mention the importance of refinishing or repainting the exterior every few years to protect the wood from the elements. This is especially important if your doors are exposed to direct sunlight or harsh weather conditions.
Okay, that's fair. Maintaining that exterior finish is important for any exterior wood surface, so it makes sense that French doors would be no exception. But overall, it sounds like upkeep for French doors isn't that bad, especially if you stay on top of those smaller tasks.
You got it. And that's what the guide emphasizes. Those small acts of regular maintenance can prevent bigger, more costly problems down the line. It's about being proactive rather than reactive.
I like that approach. Now, we touched on security and insulation earlier, but the guide actually dedicates entire sections to those topics, which I thought was interesting. Is there anything in those sections that really stood out to you?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I was struck by how far technology has come, even in something as seemingly simple as a door. We tend to think of French doors as these charming traditional features, but the guide really highlights how modern advancements have made them incredibly secure and energy efficient.
Give me an example. What kind of advancements are we talking about?
Well, take security, for instance. We already talked about multi-point locking mechanisms, which are becoming increasingly common in modern French doors. But they also mention innovations like impact-resistant glass, which is designed to withstand significant force without shattering.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. Where would you even use something like that?
It's a fantastic option for homeowners in areas prone to hurricanes or severe storms. Not only does it provide an extra layer of protection against flying debris, but it can also deter burglars. They even have French doors with laminated glass that has a special interlayer that holds the glass together even if it's broken, making it extremely difficult to penetrate.
Wow, I had no idea. Sounds like they've really thought of everything when it comes to security. Mm-hmm. What about on the insulation front?
Well, we already discussed the benefits of double and triple pane glass with argon or other insulating gas fills, but the guide also delves into advancements in frame materials.
Okay, how so? What's changed about the frames?
Well, traditionally, French doors were made from solid wood, which, while beautiful, isn't the most insulating material on its own.
Right. Wood is porous, so it allows for more heat transfer than other materials.
Exactly. But now you're seeing more and more French doors with frames made from composite materials or thermally broken aluminum.
Okay, break that down for me. What makes those materials better for insulation?
Well, composite materials, as we discussed earlier, are inherently more resistant to temperature fluctuations than solid wood. And thermally broken aluminum frames are designed with a special insulating material between the interior and exterior layers of aluminum, essentially creating a thermal break that prevents heat transfer.
So even the frames themselves are working to keep your home well insulated. I have to say, this is making me rethink everything I thought I knew about French doors. It's amazing how they've managed to retain that classic charm while incorporating all these incredible technological advancements.
I couldn't agree more. It's the perfect blend of form and function.
Well said. Now, before we wrap things up, I want to circle back to the FAQ section because there are a few more questions in there that I think are worth addressing.
Sounds good to me. Fire away.
Okay, so one question that caught my eye was, are French doors a good investment? Because, let's be real, these things aren't exactly cheap.
You're not wrong, and the guide acknowledges that French doors can be a significant investment. But they also make a compelling case for why they can be worth the upfront cost.
Okay, I'm listening. Convince me.
Well, first and foremost, they point out that French doors can increase your home's value. They're a highly sought-after feature for many home buyers. And those energy-efficient models we talked about can even make your home more attractive to eco-conscious buyers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Energy efficiency is a huge selling point these days.
Absolutely. And beyond the potential return on investment, French doors can also save you money on your energy bills in the long run, especially if you choose models with high insulation ratings and good weather sealing.
Okay, that's a good point. So they're an investment that could potentially pay for itself over time.
Exactly. And beyond the financial aspects, French doors can also enhance your quality of life. They can make your home feel more spacious, bright, and connected to the outdoors. They can create a more inviting and enjoyable living environment, which is invaluable.
That's a great point. It's about more than just dollars and cents. It's about how those doors make you feel in your own home.
Precisely. And that's something the guide emphasizes throughout. French doors aren't just a design element. They're an investment in your home and your well-being.
I love that perspective. Okay, ready for another FAQ?
Hit me with it.
All right, this one is short and sweet. Do French doors come with warranties? Because, again, these are an investment, so knowing you're protected is important.
You're absolutely right to be thinking about that. And the good news is, yes, most reputable French door manufacturers offer warranties on their products.
That's reassuring. But what do those warranties typically cover?
Well, the guide explains that warranties can vary from manufacturer to manufacturer, so it's essential to read the fine print.
Of course, always read the fine print.
Yeah.
But are there any commonalities? What kind of coverage should people look for?
Generally speaking, most warranties cover defects in materials and workmanship for a certain period. So, for example, if you have a problem with your French doors warping, cracking, or failing to operate properly due to a manufacturing defect, you'd likely be covered under warranty. Some manufacturers even offer extended warranties on specific components, like the hardware or the glass.
That's good to know. It sounds like it's worth doing your research and comparing warranties before making a final decision.
Absolutely. It's always best to be informed and understand what you're getting.
Well said. All right, one last FAQ before we move on. What are the biggest mistakes people make when choosing French doors? Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, nobody wants to make a costly mistake, especially with something as prominent as French doors.
That's a great question. And the guide does a good job of addressing some common pitfalls. They emphasize that one of the biggest mistakes people make is not taking accurate measurements of their door opening.
That makes sense. I can see how getting the measurements wrong could lead to major headaches down the line.
Exactly. They stress the importance of measuring not just the width and height of the opening, but also the depth of the jamb to ensure you choose doors that will fit properly.
So if you're not confident in your measuring skills, it's probably best to call in a professional.
Absolutely. And even if you are comfortable with a tape measure, it's never a bad idea to have a professional double check your measurements, especially if you're dealing with an older home where things might not be perfectly square.
Good advice. What other common mistakes do they highlight?
They also caution against choosing style over substance. It's easy to get caught up in the aesthetics of French doors. And believe me, I get it. They're gorgeous. But it's essential to consider the practical aspects as well.
Like what kind of things should people be thinking about?
Well, for instance, if you're looking at exterior French doors, energy efficiency should be a top priority. Don't sacrifice insulation and weather sealing for a slightly lower price tag. You'll end up paying for it in the long run with higher energy bills.
Okay, that's a really good point. What else?
They also advise against overlooking the importance of quality hardware. It might seem like a small detail, but hardware can make a big difference in the functionality and longevity of your doors.
So don't skimp on the hinges and handles.
Exactly. Choose durable materials that can withstand frequent use and the test of time.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I'm armed with all the knowledge I need to confidently choose the perfect French doors. But before we wrap things up, there's one section in the guide that I want to circle back to, the part where they talk about that joie de vivre feeling that French doors evoke.
Ah, yes. That intangible quality that's hard to define but impossible to ignore.
Exactly. It's like they're more than just doors. They're a portal to a certain way of life.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's about embracing a slower pace, appreciating the simple pleasures, and finding beauty in the everyday.
Beautifully said. So for anyone listening who's considering French doors, what would your one piece of advice be based on everything we've unpacked today?
I would say this. Don't be afraid to dream a little. French doors have this incredible ability to transform a space and elevate your lifestyle. Think about how you want your home to feel. Do you crave more light? A stronger connection to nature? A touch of timeless elegance? If so, French doors might be the perfect way to bring that vision to life.
I love that. It's about creating a space that reflects your values and aspirations.
Exactly. It's about designing a life you love, one French door at a time.
Okay, I'm ready to go French door shopping. But before we get carried away, let's wrap up this deep dive with a final thought. You know, after spending all this time really digging into the details of French doors, I'm realizing that choosing the right door is almost like choosing a piece of art for your home. It has the potential to transform a space in such a profound way.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And I completely agree. Just like a carefully chosen painting or sculpture can evoke emotions and change the entire ambiance of a room, so too can a well-placed set of French doors.
And I think that's what the guide ultimately conveys. The French doors are more than just an architectural element. They're a statement about your style, your values, and how you want to experience your living space.
Precisely. They're an invitation to embrace a certain way of life, one filled with light connection and a deep appreciation for the beauty that surrounds us both inside and out.
I love that. It's like they're a physical reminder to slow down, to savor those moments of connection with nature and loved ones, and to find joy in the everyday.
Exactly. And for those who crave that sense of openness, that seamless transition between indoors and out, French doors offer a timeless solution. They bridge the gap between the built environment and the natural world, bringing a touch of the outdoors into our homes and reminding us of the beauty that lies beyond our walls.
So well said. This whole deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. I feel like I've gone from French door novice to, well, maybe not quite an expert, but definitely a passionate enthusiast.
I love your enthusiasm. It's contagious.
And hopefully it's inspired our listeners to take a fresh look at French doors and consider how these elegant and versatile additions could enhance their own homes and lives.
That's what we strive for, to spark curiosity, inspire new ideas, and empower our listeners to create spaces that truly reflect who they are and how they want to live.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. What doorways in your life, both literal and metaphorical, could benefit from a little more light, a little more openness, and a touch of that joie de vivre that French doors so effortlessly embody?
I love that question. It's something to ponder as you move through your day and encounter those moments of transition and possibility.
This has been such a pleasure. Until next time, happy exploring.